It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. All right, Jason, let me ask you this question as a player. When a season ends and there is this kind of reaction in the town, and I'm sure as a player you would agree with some of it and disagree with some of it, because some I'm guessing you think is an overstatement, some you know is completely accurate. How does the play, like when you would lose an Eagles season in the playoffs and the town comes crashing down, what is that like as a player?
I mean, you're crashing down yourself, so you're, a lot of it is internalized. I mean, to be honest, you're not paying as much attention. You're Eeyore out there in your own head thinking about what could have been and what could I have done better. Why did we fall short? Especially the years where you underachieve, you're like, you know, it hits you even harder, right? Like, I think when you're not the expected one to continue on, it doesn't affect you as much because it feels like you guys still did better than what you probably should have. But, you know, when you're a team that has a lot of talent that's been hyped up and you were at that pinnacle at one point and then it falls short, it stings. It stings a lot, and you're looking for answers. You're trying to figure out what could have happened, and, you know, you're going to drag yourself for a while, you know, go out to some of the bars around town and try and get it out of you. But, I mean, it's going to – until you start back, you're just going to be thinking about it, right? So these guys will be obviously weighing on this hard.
Yeah.
Especially this group. It feels like they've been a pretty tight group.
Yeah.
And they know they might get ripped up.
Yeah.
There's gonna be changes. How deep it goes, we don't know. There's gonna be changes. Let me ask you one more though on what we just were at there, Jason.
Sure.
So I would say you were a lot more ingrained in the Philadelphia culture than some players because it was just part of your thing. You enjoyed it.
I also lived here year round.
You lived, that's right.
You know, I think that that's part of it. I lived in the city. I lived here year round and, I went out. Like, I wasn't just like somebody who was here just for the.
And a WIP listener, like you were, you were and are. Okay, so as a WIP listener, but a player, when a season would end, would you be more inclined to listen to WIP or not listen to WIP in the 2 or 3 days after the season ended?
Definitely listening to WIP if we win, 100%. Yeah. I'm taking all that that good vibes in. But I would also listen when we lost sometimes, and some of it I don't have a choice. My wife would have it on in the car, and I'm like, all right. she's trying to send me a message, but I think some coaches say, you know, don't listen to any of that stuff, which I think is, you know, I don't think you can do that in today's age. I think you're going to have to listen to that stuff. And I think that it's important to, when, you know, this town, as unbelievably awesome of a sports town as it is, they live in the extremes. And as whenever you're listening, it's important not to take the unbelievable congratulations and good things they're saying about you, because a lot of that is nonsense. And then it's also important not to take the bad stuff as well. And I think good players know how to navigate that. And I think, I always liked listening to the fans and media's perspective from the outside, because I think a lot of the times internally you rationalize things and you think about things from such a high level that sometimes you miss the like bare bones of like, dude, these guys were just flat and they had no energy. And like, how do we correct that? Like, you know, we're thinking about all these numbers and all these slugging percentages.
Yeah,
and it's like,
so
dude,
true.
Nobody's on base. And like, if everybody's trying to hit a home run or hit an unbelievable shot, how do you build any momentum in a game?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like when this team's hot, they're hot because the bats are connecting. And when they're cold, it's like everybody's just striking out. And it's, I think in order to build momentum, you would think, hey, let's just get a base hit. And then the next guy, maybe the pitcher starts feeling a little bit of pressure. Right. Maybe the guy behind him feels some confidence because his buddy just got on base. And I think a lot of times that stuff kind of gets lost in a lot of these evaluations. But fans, and for me, it's so apparent when you're watching the games.
Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Look, speaking of fans, I mean, this is the day for everyone to really have a say. And I know this one really hurts a lot for all of us. It really does. I felt last night, you know, especially for the young kids, the 10-year-old. I know what it's like to go to bed crying because the team you love, their season just ended. I mean, I know that feeling. So it's a tough day for the kids. It's a tough day for all of us. Let's go to Steve in Deptford. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, buddy.
Hi, John. How are you?
What's up? Steve, I'm not good.
Things. I know you're not good, but I'm missing nobody's good. But this is what I really got to say, and I'm glad you corrected it in the very beginning of the show, Joe. Listen, the Phillies are just okay. Their last 98 games, they were 50-48.
Yep.
I mean, even if they didn't have that first couple of months, they wouldn't even made the playoffs. I mean, and that's a disgrace to start out the season like they did and just falter the way they did. And there's a couple things. My son Nicky just called me. And he said to me, Dad, why are they burying Turner? And the reason why is they're burying Turner. Listen, they gave that guy $300 million to perform. The guy swings at every possible pitch outside.
And it looks weak. Why is Nicky such a huge Trey Turner fan, Steve?
I don't know, because you know what? Well, you know, he's a made man. He won a World Series. Listen, the reason why he's on the Phillies is because of Bryce Harper. That's the bottom line. And the next thing, too, I want to tell you guys, the guy was batting 352 at the All-Star break. His average dropped 65 points from the All-Star break until the end of the season. The guy's just, you know, he sticks at defense. His defense.
Yeah, he's below average. He's a below average defender. The biggest thing, Steve, the biggest thing for me was he just had a horrible approach at the plate and did not know how much easier he could make it on himself if he just made a determination before a pitch. I'm actually just not going to swing at this pitch because this will probably I would like a player, obviously, to be able to see a pitch, want to swing, consider swinging, but choose not to because you have a good enough eye. Lenny Dykstra, generally Kyle Schwarber, guys like that. But when you don't have that, you can take it to the next step and say, yeah, I got a 2-0 count. You know what? This thing's probably going in the dirt. I'm not going to swing. You know how much easier that makes it for an athlete to stand there knowing he's not going to swing the next 2 seconds? But he doesn't. It doesn't go through his. It doesn't compute in his brain.
No. One more thing, Joe, before you hang up on me.
Sure.
I want to mention one thing. Last week, I think you were mentioning about who was a really hard player besides Pete Rose. I think that was your question.
Right? I don't know. I don't think so.
But anyway, I want to tell you, and you've been mentioning him the whole morning. If Lenny Dykstra was on this team and he's seen the way that this team was playing, man, everybody would be accountable. Lenny Dykstra was a hard playing center fielder, and he gave it everything, and he was a disciplined and a hard player. A lot of people.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People don't remember.
Well, that, and here's the other thing, and Steve, here's the other thing he was. Smart.
His nickname was Nails. Obviously, he was hard.
Baseball acumen was there. That's what I don't see.
And Chase Utley had that.
Correct.
No question.
It's like
how to play the game. How?
Because they watch the game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They watch it.
All right, let's listen to Castellanos talking after the game last night. We're going to play a lot of audio, the various players and manager, obviously, from what they said post-game. Castellanos post-game last night a perspective.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we started fantastic. You know, we were the best team in baseball in the first half, and everybody in baseball and all the fans and everybody are saying, this is our year, this is our year, this is our year. I don't know if expectations put added pressure. I don't know. I can speculate. But one thing I know is that we didn't cross the finish line.
Did they get full of themselves? Maybe. Did they get comfortable? I think definitely. I feel really confident when they had that record that there was, and listen, this is some human nature. Like, they knew June 1st they were going to make the playoffs.
Dethrottling.
Right? There was no question June 1st they were making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So does that take some edge off? I mean, I found it weird. Let me put it this way. So I would bring Rob Thompson back. A lot of people say don't bring him back. But I'll tell you some things about Rob Thompson this year that really bugged me. I mean, John, when JT would have an off day, it's the ninth inning, two outs, guy on, you're down by a run, multiple times. Ugh. He's not allowed to pinch hit.
Harper, too, remember?
Yeah, Harper. I remember.
What was that?
That doesn't work. There's a winnable game. By the way, well, you knew you were going to make the playoffs. You didn't know you were going to have home field advantage. In the end, they didn't get it. Now, I'm not saying that's why they lost last night or won. I mean, whatever. I mean, they might have lost the Mets. They might have lost the Padres. You can break it up any which way. But there was a lack of continuing the sense of urgency that was the mantra in spring training and April.
What sense of urgency have you ever seen Rob Thompson have?
Well, they had it in the beginning this year. They had this thing where it was, we are pissed off because we lost last year in October to Arizona, and we're going to come out with our hair on fire. Like, we are Maverick at the beginning of Top Gun.
Yeah. And then we lost.
And then they lost that loving feeling. They lost the edge.
Yeah.
They lost the edge. And they never
recaptured it.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is why I was saying they're not that good. That was my point. That they weren't that great.
I remember preseason they were talking a lot about the World Series already, mm-hmm. and I remember saying like this: like, man, you got a long way off before that. And it's I don't know. It felt like, you know, just to what you're saying, like they peaked really soon. They were really hot, and then when it cooled off, it was so far disconnected from those emotions that it never really recaptured
it. So, John, here's what it reminds me of, because Jason, I don't think your team's really had, when you guys won in 2017, kind of came out of nowhere. 18, there's expectations, but there's also appreciation because you just won. I'm talking from a fan, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
John, your group, and you were only part of it for a couple years. Probably the Sixers currently, but not to the same level, because there's not the same level of belief. Like the Donovan and Doc Eagles,
we talked about
the Super Bowl in March because...
Oh, it's the first thing I heard. I got here to town. I signed as an unrestricted free agent in March, and I got here for the off-season program, the first day of the off-season program, and that was what everyone was asking. Everyone who spoke to me was bringing up the Super Bowl in March. I'd just gotten here. I couldn't believe it. I'm coming from 5 years in Oakland where that was never brought up. That concept.
Well, it's more intense
the
here.
The Super Bowl concept was not, that cart was not put before the horse.
And it was all the NFC
of the season.
It went 100%. It was the success established in this market.
But understand, I'm coming from a place where we just went to the Super Bowl and lost, where we just went to the AFC Championship and lost, where we just went to the AFC Championship. It was the Tuck Rule game the year before that. Like, we were up there, we were around that spot. Trying to be there every, you know, in the postseason.
Well,
every year.
I guess here's what I'm trying to get at, James. I want to ask you this, and then we're going to get right back to the phones. And this is going to be a multi-week conversation, okay? But here's what I'm trying to drive at right now, James. When people crash down on them as hard as the Phillies are being crashed down upon right now, like Alec Boehm, you got to get rid of him. Is that, like, I thought last night, in the NCAA tournament, and that's what I kind of consider the baseball playoffs now, it's a tournament. NCAA tournament, there's 4-1 seeds. At a minimum, three of them are not going to win the championship. I mean, they're just not. There's a lot of teams. Like, I look at the baseball playoffs right now, and I say, man, this format is not great for the greatest teams, because now the lesser teams get in, the wild cards get in, short little best of five. I mean, you can play four bad games and be over fast. So I ask this question to you, James. The crash down on their head, is it too excessive? Or is it on point?
No, it's on point because it's not just this season. It's the continuation of 3 years to the point we made before of getting worse and worse and worse in terms of how you finish the season.
But, like, there, there are 12 teams that make the playoffs.
I get it, but this group knows what it takes. They've been there. They've been there. And if it looked different, Joe, if they lost games 7-6 and, you know, 5-4 and they were hitting and players were making plays, it'd be a different story. But
yeah,
we saw
but we'd still bitch about something. We'd still say the starting
pitcher
screwed up.
I agree, but you asked me, was it warranted? I'm saying it's warranted because of what we saw, because of how it happened.
Here's where I'm at on warranted. Trey Turner, 1,000% warranted to be as criticized and more than people are. Because for that money and that experience, you got to know how to play better. There are guys like Rojas shouldn't have been on the team. That's Dombrowski's fault. You know, Hoffman and Strom, I don't understand how they lost their head. I also know they're not supposed to be Mariano Rivera and Dennis Eckersley. So I you know, but like it was stunning to me that they just collapsed. They just collapsed.
But Joe, you should be able to live with Rojas. That was always the point.
No, I never believed that.
I'm sorry, Rhea.
I can't accept his defense.
No.
I don't care about it that much. Yeah. At some point, you got to freaking hit.
His defense is offense.
You cannot be an almost guaranteed 0-for-4 and be a playoff baseball player.
Correct.
You just can't.
Correct.
How does it seem like we have an entire outfield of that?
No, that's the bigger issue.
Seriously, but if you're if you're blaming it on Johan Rojas, your team sucks.
No, I hear you, but I'm blaming it
on Dave Dombrowski.
Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah. As you should.
Pedro Feliz may have been the worst Philly on the 08 starting lineup, but you knew you were going to probably get a hit, you know, once every...
Ended up getting the winning hit.
You got the winning hit in the World Series.
I mean, come on.
You got the winning hit in the World Series. All right. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.